greet you all in Jesus' name this morning. Thinking about the kingdom this morning in the devotional, I'd like to focus on some aspects of the kingdom, of people that live in the kingdom. If you'd like to turn to Luke chapter 10. Recently, and I've been reading through the Gospels in my personal devotions, and I just realized how forgetful I am by reading the stories again, reading the Gospels, and thinking, well, I'm pretty familiar with this, or at least I thought it was, and just seeing things that, don't remember reading that before. This isn't necessarily one of those passages, but this is what the springboard is for this morning's devotional. I'd like to read Luke chapter 10, verses 38 to 42, and then turn right over to Luke 17 and read a passage there. One of the things that we talk a lot about balance, about approaching the scripture with saying, okay, it says it here, this here, but this scripture says this, and that's what I'm hoping to do this morning, helping us understand how the scripture helps to, if you want to use the word, bring balance, or helps us to understand each other. And so let's begin reading in Luke chapter 10, verse 38. Now it came to pass as they went that he entered into a certain village, that's Jesus, and a certain woman named Martha received him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. But Martha was cumbered about much serving and came to him and said, Lord, dost thou not care that my sister hath left me to serve alone? Bid her, therefore, that she help me. And Jesus answered and said unto her, Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things. But one thing is needful, and Mary hath chosen that good part, which shall not be taken away from her. Now turn to Luke chapter 17, beginning in verse 7. Luke 17, verse 7. But which of you, having a servant plowing or feeding cattle, will say unto him by and by, when he has come from the field, go and sit down and rest? Go and sit down to meat? And will not rather say unto him, make ready wherewith I may sup, and gird thyself and serve me, till I have eaten and drunken, and afterward thou shalt eat and drink? Does he thank that servant because he did the things that were commanded him? I trow not. So likewise ye, when ye shall have done all those things which are commanded you, say, we are unprofitable servants. We have done that which was our duty to do. So on one hand, Jesus kindly helps Martha see that the more important thing to do was what Mary was doing, sitting at the feet of Jesus. And yet, when he talks about being a servant, he talks about the idea that when you serve, don't expect to be thanked, but actually view yourselves as unworthy servants. Basically, you've spent the whole day working, you've spent the whole day serving, you come in and don't expect to sit down and eat now. Now you get to also serve again. And then you get your chance to eat. And the way we're supposed to view ourselves is unworthy servants. So which passage do we throw out so that we can understand this whole thing of service? Well, obviously, I think that they help us understand each other. The first thing I'd like to focus on is the idea of being. And I think that's what I'm going to call what Mary was doing, sitting at the feet of Jesus. You see, I don't think we are very good servants if we have not, first of all, understood that we are sons and daughters. I'm going to suggest that Mary sitting at the feet of Jesus was her understanding of how she has value because of who God made her. And Jesus ministering to her and helping her see that you are valuable. Because see, if we skip the step of being a Mary and sitting at the feet of Jesus and we are constantly about serving, we tend to be looking for the worth and the value that we have in how much we can actually do, how much we accomplish. And if we would just take the scripture in Luke 17, it would sound like, well, if you are asked to do something, you just drop you finish the job that you've just done and you take on the next one, and you just fill your time and your schedule with things that you can do, because we are to be considered unworthy servants. I think if there's anything that we as an Anabaptist, a conservative Anabaptist culture, we tend to err on this side, I think, of continually doing things, and we may not even realize it, that unless I'm being profitable, unless I'm doing something profitable, then we kind of gauge our value about how well we're doing. So if we're really engaged in serving and being busy, then we feel valuable. But what happens if our health or something else comes up that all of a sudden we're not able to serve? Our value plummets because we've been basing it on how we can serve. There's also an aspect of this that I'd like to look at too, and that is that we not take from this that there is sitting at the feet of Jesus, and that's worship, and then there's this side of service where we actually get something done. Because it's interesting in Romans chapter 12 where Paul talks about which is your reasonable service. Other translations, that's how King James says, other translation says which is your reasonable worship or your way to worship. So there is an aspect that we dare not do what Marcus talked about, I think the first or second evening, where we have dualism. It comes from the Gnostics who said, spirit is good, flesh is evil. And so any time that we spend in worship is good, but any time we do serving is just a necessary evil. No, we need to see it as combined. That in my service, I can also be worshiping, or I am worshiping. And so we need both. We need time spent at Jesus' feet. And I would like to suggest that is just time spent doing nothing, but sitting and listening, meditating, hearing from God. But then we don't separate that from, okay, now I'm actually, okay, I'm done with that. Now I move on to what actually feels like I can accomplish something. Because it is out of who we are, the time we spend with the Lord in Him teaching us, showing us who we are and how we are valued in His sight, that we then are much better unprofitable servants, unworthy servants. I feel like I'm still learning, and I'm sure I'll continue as long as I live. But there's two things I'd like f- for you to remember this morning. The one is they are not in competition with each other. We need to be like Mary and sit at the feet of Jesus, and for him to build us up, so to speak, to prepare us for the service. And the second is that we then also not separate worship and service, but we see them as being compatible, and actually, as I serve, I worship. Because I'm sure I don't have time to talk about what all worship is, but I would like to suggest at least one aspect of worship is when we pour our lives as an offering. And isn't that what service is? We give our lives in service to God. And so when we do that, as long as it's not for selfish reasons, I believe God is honored and God is worshiped, because we are pouring ourselves out and saying, God, because of what you have done, because of the redemption that you have given me, I pour out my life in service to you. And then the heart attitude, our heart attitude should be, oh, don't tell me I have more work to do, but rather an unworthy servant who says, no, I've just done what I've been asked. A quote that I've heard that has really stuck with me and that kind of hits me every time is, the hardest time to be a servant is when you're viewed as a servant. And I think that's some of what this passage is saying. When we're serving, hoping that someone is noticing and will give us affirmation, there's still that aspect of maybe doing it to be seen of men. But a true servant is one who's doing it, and it's like, no, I don't expect anything in return. I'm only doing what God has asked of me. So that's my challenge that I leave with you. Let's remember to sit at Jesus' feet like Mary, so that we are then better equipped to serve. Let's bow for prayer. Our gracious Father, we come to you. Thank you, Lord, for the example that Jesus was of being a servant. But Lord, we also know he spent much time in communion with you. Lord, forgive us for the times when we've seen these in competition with each other. Help us, Lord, to recognize that it is as you fill us, as we spend time with you, that we are then better equipped to serve, because our motivation then is to honor you and not to be noticed of men. Lord, we need you. And I pray, Father, that today as we've met, that it would be a time of equipping us to serve this week. Pray that you would bless the Sunday school time, bless each teacher. Thank you for their diligence in studying and being prepared to teach. And also pray then for the share time and the message. Pray for Marcus, bless him, and encourage him and strengthen him as he delivers the message. We look to you, Lord, for you are our life. In Jesus' name, amen.